some cash. I'm going to run down to the ATM.
Yeah, I got to grab some, too.
Oh, I'll get it for you. Just give me a card.
You sure?
Yeah. Just tell me your code.
Why is my code so important?
Because it's part of our relationship. It's an indication of trust. We're not supposed to keep secrets from one another.
Well, I'm sure you have secrets from me.
No way.
George, you're going to marry this woman. Most likely.
It says very clearly, for your protection, do not give your secret code to anyone.
So you're taking relationship advice from Chemical Bank now?
Why does everything have to be us? Is there no me left? Why can't there be some things just for me? Is that so selfish?
Gentlemen, welcome back to another Alpha Spout video. This video is exactly about what the title says. I've surfed the interwebs, taken a look at multiple sources, and come up with more than 200 productive hobby ideas for men going their own way. Society and traditional relationships can be very hostile towards men in today's day and age. A man has much more to be accomplished by working on himself and sort of making something great of himself. Deciding to go your own way is only the first step in a lifelong process of self-improvement and learning, right? While a lot of your problems might end when you decide to go MGTOW, things don't end there, right? There's a lot more to be gained by sort of using that as a stepping stone or a platform to work on yourself and really make something great of yourself in your life. These hobbies are not only specifically for men who identify as MGTOWs, but as just a general resource for all gentlemen that are looking to sort of build a set of entertaining hobbies and just constantly keep learning new things, basically. The bottom line is, just don't be this guy. Okay, don't let a pathetic woman enter your life and destroy all your hobbies and career. If you ever happen to find yourself in a relationship, remember that you are the man, right? And you've got to be the one that sort of takes charge of the relationship and your life, okay? The second you sort of submit your life and your choices and the things that you like doing to a female counterpart, you're just a pathetic pussy, right? I mean, you're going to have a wasted life if you do that. Also, a lot of the hobbies that I've mentioned here can be practiced in unison with one another. For instance, you've got traveling, photography, and learning a new language that you can all sort of do together as you travel, okay? The key here is to sort of pick up multiple hobbies and switch between them as and when you desire, right? To keep yourself constantly involved and entertained and learning new things, basically. Because oftentimes, you know, if there's like one thing that you're doing for a prolonged period of time, it's not going to be a hobby or a pastime anymore, right? It almost starts feeling like a job, right? So the key here is to sort of pick up multiple things that might either be related to each other or, you know, three or four completely different things, but to sort of constantly keep yourself involved in something that is, you know, somewhat productive and entertaining for you. The other thing that I want to mention is that these hobbies are a combination of skills and entertainment, right? So not all of them may be quote-unquote productive per se. You're not going to land a full-time job because you're sort of practicing these hobbies, or you're not going to make a bunch of money off of it necessarily, but if it keeps you pleased and occupied, then you know that's what really counts. This is not to say that you could not sort of turn one of these hobbies into a side gig or a profession, but that's not the main focus. That's not what we're going after as far as these ideas are concerned, or as far as a young man that is just getting started with MGTOW, right? That's not what we're going after. What we're going after here is to sort of pick a few things that can keep you entertained and occupied and just constantly sort of working on something. The last thing that you've got to keep in mind before I get started is that some of these hobbies might cost a lot of money if you decide to sort of seriously get involved with them. But the key here is to remember that you can always start small, right? For instance, you don't have to own a massive farm to be a good gardener or a landscaper, right? If that's your thing, if gardening and landscaping is your thing, you can literally start with a few pots of indoor plants in your living room or somewhere in your house, or just a few garden plants just outside your doorstep. You know, as long as they get sunlight and water, they'll grow, right? But at the same time, you're sort of starting small and doing something that you enjoy, right? So my point here is to not restrict yourself by the sort of finances that you might have available or the amount of time you might have available. The key is to just start small, but start doing something, start working on something. So without further ado, let us get right into that list. First up, we've got probably one of the most popular hobbies among MGTOWs, which is traveling. Okay, traveling locally, internationally, to outer space, if you've got the money, whatever turns your crank. Next up, we've got biking, motorcycling, and long drives. Learning history or a new language as you travel. Photography of all kinds. Graphic design and professional photo editing. Outdoor sports, things like tennis, soccer, baseball, basketball, etc. Contact sports, things like boxing, MMA, other martial arts. Indoor sports, things like racquetball, squash, handball, etc. Mid and long distance running, marathon running, Ironman marathons, that sort of thing. Firearms, guns, shooting, paintball, airsoft, that kind of thing. Archery, knife throwing, etc. Learning a musical instrument, something like the guitar, piano, drums, what have you. Music post-production, mixing and mastering. Learning musical theory. Outdoor recreation, things like hiking, camping, hunting, fishing, outdoor woodwork, rock climbing, etc. Things that have to do with the sea, snorkeling, diving, deep sea diving, etc. Weight training, bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, that kind of thing. Working on a project car, or getting involved in the sort of local car scene, modifying cars, that kind of thing. Aquascaping, which is essentially working with fish tanks. Off-road driving or becoming a pickup truck enthusiast. Magic. Cardistry. Lock sport. Cooking. Learning a new language or multiple new languages. 3D modeling, animation, Blender animations, etc. Programming, hacking, hackathons, software engineering, that sort of thing. Videography, video post-production, filmmaking, etc. UI UX design, game design, etc. Voluntary work, volunteering at a dog shelter, an orphanage, a church, a mosque, a temple, a synagogue, an old age home, a disability center, what have you. Drawing, painting, anything to do with art. Woodworking, reading books of all kinds. Writing, authoring. Studying religion, theology, or ancient philosophy. Becoming an enthusiast of literature, history, art, music, or a particular science, but essentially just learning about something in fair detail. Becoming proficient with something on a sort of semi-professional level. Collecting precious metals, jewelry, and gemstones. Metallurgy or metalcraft. Numismatics or coin collecting. Stamp collection. Antiques collection. 3D printers, physical 3D modeling, etc. gardening and landscaping, indoor plants, vegetable gardening, flower gardens, etc. Television, movies, TV shows, documentaries, sports, etc. Video games. Buying a pet, pet grooming, pet training, pet competitions, etc. Beekeeping. Collecting baseball cards. Or RC aircrafts and cars. Water sports. Winter sports. Skiing, ice hockey, that sort of thing. Following politics, economics, etc. Becoming an alcohol enthusiast, a wine connoisseur, etc. LARPing, which is live action role playing. Becoming an antique sword and weapon collector or enthusiast. Anything to do with men's beard and hair grooming. Escapology. Rock balancing. A food enthusiast. Board games, things like chess, checkers, Scrabble, Othello, etc. Word games, things like crosswords, word searches, Scrabble, Spellbees, etc. Card games. Gambling or sports betting. Investing in various financial instruments. Following financial markets and business news. Comic books. Becoming a tea and coffee collector or enthusiast. Insect collection. Yoga, meditation, spirituality, bioenergetics. Sailing, boating, or river rafting. Being a comedian or stand-up comedian, stand-up comedy, that sort of thing. Parkour, calisthenics, gymnastics, stunts, etc. Learning a dance form. Joining a local band. Wingsuit flying or paragliding. Learning to pilot airplanes. Soap carvings. Bottle or product collecting of any sort. Hikaru Dorodango. I'm afraid I must have gotten that pronunciation wrong, but it is what it is. Teaching, essentially teaching your hobby to someone else, or sort of building a group of people around the hobby that you might have and they might share, and just sort of leading them as far as the activity or hobby might be concerned, and organizing sort of meetups around it, or organizing outings around it, whatever it is that you might see fit. Robotics, electronics, mechanics, fashion, collecting hats, sneakers, or suits. Backpacking or hitchhiking. Candle carvings, candle art. Sand bottle art. This one looks pretty good. I've seen people do it right in front of me. Pretty interesting. Model ships, model cars, model aircrafts. Joining a local group related to your hobby. Joining a men's group based on business, outings, exercise, etc. Attending business or educational events to learn new things. Spending time with your family, parents, cousins, kids, etc. Vinyl record collection. Crochet, knitting, weaving, designing clothes, etc. Skydiving, bungee jumping, roller coasters, theme parks, that sort of thing. Working with a men's rights group to help men that are being screwed over by the system. For example, this could be joining a group of people, a group of lawyers that might be helping men that are being sort of, you know, literally pulled apart and ruined by the family courts via a divorce or false accusations, that sort of thing. Sexual pleasure. Hookers, porn, sex dolls, that sort of thing. It's very important to not leave out some form of pleasure or some outlet for any stress that you might have from your from work or any of the other activities that you might be involved in. And lastly, the best of all, enjoying solitude, right? This is something that not a lot of men understand, but you know, when you decide to go your own way, there are going to be, regardless of how much work or activities you're involved in, there's always going to be periods of time where you're going to have to wait, right? You're going to have to wait to reap the results of something that you might have worked for, right? I mean, you can't just constantly keep working all the time behind anything, be it your job or, you know, a business or a specific hobby that you might be trying to improve at, right? You can't always keep sort of working and practicing. You're going to wear yourself out very, very soon. You're going to burn out, basically, right? And so oftentimes, you know, one of the things that you're really going to have to learn to do is just step back and have a moment of solitude, which you can use to sort of reflect on what you have been doing, how you can improve, and sort of visualize what is to come, right? And feel good about all the work that you've put in. And so enjoying solitude, coming to terms with solitude, is perhaps one of, you know, the most effective ways to spend time. And like I mentioned before, you could sort of bundle this up with something like meditation, or just going out on a long walk at a local park, or you know, along a river, whatever it is that may be available to you. And just, you know, being by yourself, thinking about life, right? Thinking about your life, thinking about the things that might be happening around you. But this one's important, guys. This one's important and sort of really effective. Alright guys, I think that is going to do it for this video. I've tried my best to keep this list as diverse as possible and cover as many things as possible. You know, I actually took out like a whole half an hour just to, you know, sit and brainstorm various different activities that I could add to the list. And, you know, although I've tried to cover as much as possible, let me know in the comments if I've missed out on something. You know, that would be a good place to sort of give other men some of the ideas that you might have. And, you know, who knows, it could be something else that someone else might really end up enjoying, right? So let me know if I've missed out on anything, if there's anything else that you might find yourself involved with. And yeah, that is going to do it for this video, guys. Until next time, you can write to me at askalphaspath@gmail.com with any questions or suggestions that you might have. And I look forward to seeing you all in another video. Have a good one. Bye now. Hey, men are kings. Live like it.